USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Law enforcement in North Carolina joining the call for transparency after a deadly police shooting of a black man, Andrew Brown, shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten yesterday asking a court to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting.
Because we want transparency, we want the body camera footage made public. Some people have falsely claimed that my office has the power to do so. That is not true. Only a judge can release the video.
The 42-year-old Brown reportedly shot in the back while fleeing deputies serving an arrest warrant. India now the world's COVID hotspot, and we might not even be getting the whole story. The country reporting 300,000 new cases a day, setting a world record, but the real number could be much higher. A University of Michigan doctor studying India's case numbers tells the New York Times the true number of deaths could be 2 to 5 times higher than the official statistics. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A race in Louisiana could be bad news for New York Congresswoman. Democratic State Senator Troy Carter wins a special congressional election Saturday to replace fellow Democrat Cedric Richmond. That win coming despite the fact that Carter's opponent was publicly endorsed by progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Georgia activist Stacey Abrams. The effects of President Biden's immigration policy can be seen on a daily basis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Heritage Foundation and Customs and Border Patrol officials estimate about 1,000 people cross the border illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what he sees.
It is lawless. We're a nation that commands that we have a rule of law and that we respect that. And yet right now, unfortunately, because of the executive actions we've seen, it's led to this insecure situation. That's not good for Texans. It's not good for any border state, let alone folks in other parts of our country where it will have an impact on y'all as well.
Immigration experts say border officials are so busy processing asylum claims they don't have the resources to catch illegals, and human smugglers know that. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tense situation between the U.S. and Turkey could become worse after a historic declaration from President Biden about events that happened about 100 years ago. Wendy King reports.
The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congressional Republicans are pushing their infrastructure plan that focuses on roads and bridges. Here's Dan Naraki.
Senate Republicans this week unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that is limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP's proposal does just that without imposing an extra burden on the working class.
Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class, and we can't have that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.